You know, for more than 40 years, Oshkosh has been home to EIA's annual fly-in convention. Oshkosh, now known as the Event City, partially because of this little gathering that we have every year, has warmly welcomed visitors from around the world, and many of the Oshkosh area residents have opened up their homes and have extended friendship, long-lasting friendships, to EIA members who attend the event. Now, to officially welcome us to EIA AirVenture Oshkosh 2011, we'd like to bring on Burke Tower, who is the Oshkosh Mayor. In addition to welcoming you all to Oshkosh, he will present this year's Key to the City Award. Mr. Mayor.
I'm really very honored to be here, very pleased to be here this evening. That's kind of a tough act to follow for a politician to get up here and talk a little bit about the city and do a welcome. But on behalf of the citizens of Oshkosh, I do want to welcome each and every one of you here to AirVenture 2011 and to the city of Oshkosh. We have a couple of taglines, but our main tagline for the city of Oshkosh is Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Event City. And without a doubt, AirVenture is the largest, most well-known, and most exciting of all the events we have. And we have over 200 events here that come to town each year. EIA's AirVenture is particularly important to us for a number of reasons. It's a tremendous source of pride to us here in Oshkosh to have AirVenture, to have EIA, and to have the EIA Museum. It's the kind of thing that puts Oshkosh on the map worldwide, so we do derive pride from that. It's obviously a significant economic stimulant for the economy, and we like economic stimulants. It provides us with an opportunity for our citizens to learn more about aviation and see more types of planes in 1 to 7 days than many people see in a whole lifetime. It allows our citizens, our residents, the opportunity to meet up close and personally celebrities from all walks of life from all over the world. It provides our residents with the opportunity to interact on a one-on-one basis from people throughout the world. And I think most significantly, the annual fly-in has served as a catalyst for building some strong, long-lasting friendships between many of our people here in Oshkosh and those of you out there who have been regular visitors over the years. And finally, it allows us the opportunity to show off what we have in the city of Oshkosh, and we think we have a great deal. A few words of overview concerning Oshkosh. We're a city of over 66,000 in a county with 150,000 people. We derived our name from Chief Oshkosh, who was chief of the Menominee Indians that controlled much of the land in northeastern Wisconsin. Now, I know many of you know a great deal about aviation history. You recognize the name Chief Oshkosh. Chief Oshkosh was the name of Steve Whitman's first homemade racing aircraft that went on to have one of the longest and most significant careers in racing history. The original drivers for the development and growth of the city go back in the 1800s, and were the logging, the lumber, and the wood products industries that made use of our abundant waterways that currently serve as a natural resource for our recreation and economic development here today. Today, we have an economy that is very strong. It's led by manufacturing, health, education, and tourism industries. We have a very reasonable cost of living. Our unemployment rate remains well below the state and the national levels. We have excellent public and private K-12 school systems. We're fortunate to have Fox Valley Technical College located here in town that prepares many of our people for the businesses and industries in the local area. And one thing of note is that Fox Valley Technical College has worked with EIA over the year to develop a number of aviation programs to help grow aviation in the local area. We also have the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh, a major university that has nearly 14,000 students. It's a full-service university. It's located right in the center of the city. Probably many of you are spending some of your time over there in one of the residence halls. I think one thing you'll notice, and it's not in real great condition right now because we're putting about $150 million into that university and bringing about some dramatic changes in the infrastructure of that university. Here in Oshkosh, we also have a large and diverse cultural environment with a variety of fun venues for enjoying these assets. During the summer, our Country USA Rock and Life Festivals, together with our Waterfest series every Thursday night that many of you have attended in the past, bring national entertainment groups into the Oshkosh area. We're a very active art community that provides its art in the many museums we have, and also a monthly art walk downtown. We have an excellent symphony. Our museum and arboretum attract national exhibits that excite children, adults, and people from throughout the region. Overall, we have a very clean, safe, and environmentally concerned community that has been regularly recognized nationally for being a great place to live by such organizations as those that put out Business Week, Money Magazine, Kiplinger. But I think most important, what we have here in Oshkosh is a friendly, open community that welcomes and values you and the time that you are spending with us. My hope is that what you will do is take a few moments at some point this week to venture out into the community and enjoy some of our many assets. And as a way of kind of getting together, or getting you together with many of our citizens, one thing I want to make mention of is on Friday of this week, downtown at the Leach Amphitheater, we're going to have what we call the Mayor's Breakfast, kind of an annual event in connection with EAA. So from 6 to 10 o'clock, down on the riverfront in Leach Amphitheater, with a great Wisconsin breakfast, some Jimmy Buffett music, and an opportunity for you folks to interact with our citizens here in Oshkosh. So we're excited to have you here. We want you to take advantage of what we have in the city, and we would welcome you at times even other than for the fly-in, but we always welcome you for the fly-in. Now what I'd like to do is make a special presentation. I'd like Rod Hightower to come out. Rod, where are you? You're hiding back there? I think all of you know Rod Hightower is the capable and very charismatic leader of EAA today. I think most of you probably know, too, that he's been involved in aviation for a long time, really since he was age 16, which was a few years ago. He's been coming to Oshkosh for over 20 years for the fly-in. He very actively has been serving in the role of president and CEO since last September, which was shortly after he was selected from over 700 candidates for the position. I feel particularly fortunate to have had the opportunity to get to know Mr. Hightower on somewhat of a personal basis. We spent a little time together back about 6 weeks ago, back in June. We had dinner, and then through the courtesy of EAA and the Air National Guard, we had a great opportunity to go up in a refueling flight with some wonderful young people who are serving our country. And we took about a two-hour flight down over the state of Missouri, and we met some B-52s down there and refueled those in midair. We watched. They did the refueling, the capable young people. It was truly an exciting experience and afforded us the opportunity to get together and get to know each other. I think from spending time with Mr. Hightower, looking into his background, doing some research there and talking to others, I think what you have in your leadership role here is Rod Hightower, who is providing and will continue to provide outstanding leadership in helping build EAA to an even higher level and in developing the next set of aviators. He has various kinds of experience, his experience in business operations and leadership roles, and lots of experience in the area of aviation. He espouses passion and enthusiasm for aviation and the EAA. And to me, what he possesses is really those very critical, absolutely critical interpersonal skills to help bring groups together, will help accomplish the very ambitious agenda of your association. Now what I'd like to do is make the presentation of a key to the city to Mr. Hightower. What this key to the city recognizes is a number of things. Really his accomplishments and his role as a leader in an outstanding organization within the community. But I want it to be more than that. I also want it to serve as the formal welcome to you, to your wife Mara, to your five children. And we have Mara's here somewhere. I can't see her. I know at least one of the children's here. Hannah's here. We have
John.
And we have John here also. So we do welcome you to the community and look forward to working with you also. And finally, what I want this to symbolize as a key to the city is the fact that the city of Oshkosh and the staff, city manager, the staff of the city, and really the citizens of Oshkosh, are very open to continue working with you to continue to build what has been an excellent relationship and to take it to even a higher level. So I want to present this key to the city to you. And also what I want to do is I want to give him one of these T-shirts to promote the mayor's breakfast on Friday, so he'll remember, and maybe his family will. I know he's a busy guy, but maybe his family will want to come down, join us and the citizens of Oshkosh for breakfast.
Thank you, Mayor. Right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mayor Burke. I really appreciate that. It's a true honor and a privilege to be working with our mayor. And I want to tell you that, you know, not only are both of us fairly new in our jobs, I don't have a suspicion we may be related, actually. You know, I'm wondering if perhaps when your ancestors came over from the old country, that they might not have shortened your name when they came here. They didn't like that,
well,
I guess.
We were in Texas for a while.
Oh, well, there you go, see? So there you go. Tower and Hightower. But all kidding aside, we have a wonderful mayor in Oshkosh. Burke Tower is one of the type of leaders that takes a very keen interest in the success of the community. Mayor Tower has been an avid promoter of EAA for many years in his previous role at University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh. And what's going to be important for us moving forward as we grow this wonderful thing we call aviation, and as the home of aviation we know as AirVenture Oshkosh continues to grow and expand, the city of Oshkosh and the leaders of the city of Oshkosh and the community are critical to our success. So we sometimes take for granted our beautiful grounds here, this wonderful airport known as Whitman Regional Airport, but don't forget the fine men and women that lead our community and lead that the organizations within our government and our community make this possible and, in fact, welcome us with open arms and take very good care of us as well as all of our hundreds of thousands of guests each year. So on behalf of all of us at EAA, Mayor Burke, thank you for being a wonderful mayor. We are very privileged to have Mayor Tower in our midst, and it's an honor to be working with you. So, Burke, thank you so much. Good night, everybody.